Hello, and welcome back to our Bachelor podcast known as The Bachelor.
Yay! I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana, and this is our, we're really excited to start this new year with Ari, I still don't know how to say his last name's season.
Well, one of the things I learned last night was that I thought it was like Lou Yendick, as it is written out, but apparently it's like Lindick.
Yeah, I literally
did you hear
have no
them
idea.
All saying it? Like
they all said it? I feel like Chris Harrison said it, and I was like, oh, okay.
No, like when they showed his, maybe this was in the
say
preview.
It again?
Lindick?
Like Lion Dick?
Like Lion Dick.
Lion Dick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a lion's dick.
I thought he said
or
lion.
Or a lying dick.
Lion Dick.
But that's only, I'm basing that off of what I heard them say. You know, did you see that how there was like a teaser before? It was like on ABC.com and then like before the episode?
No.
Okay. Well, I made the really smart mistake of basically, I was like 45 minutes into the episode and I realized that I was watching like a teaser for the
what?
Season. And I was like, oh my God.
That would be so upsetting to me.
I was so upset.
So you watch that and then the actual episode?
Yes. Yes. And I was watching the teaser. I'm like, why is this so like recycled? Like there was literally 10 minutes on his relationship with Emily. And then there was like 10 minutes of like a recap of like him kissing people. Like
right.
last season or something, like, and it was just very, or his him kissing Emily like in weird ways, and it was just a very like weird thing. And then,
oh yeah, I saw that. I saw,
and then I got 45 minutes in, and I was like, oh
wait, the part where like the recap from the I think that was still part of the same episode.
Was
the
it?
Part where it's like he sees Sean and Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part
oh,
of the whole episode.
Also in the episode.
It's like the first part of the episode. They always do this every year where it's like he goes to like the former bachelors for advice.
Right, but there was like other stuff. It was like it was basically they did like the
and they do the
packages.
And they did like a recap of like what he was from right. And they show a few contestants.
Right, but then
I think,
they
I
also
don't think,
did
I think
that's
that part
in
of
the
episode.
Real thing. It was weird. I had two
oh,
separate things.
Two
my DVR is like messed up. It's like
okay.
It won't show you
well,
the most recent thing.
In the actual episode, like the first yeah. like hour or like 45 minutes is like him
yeah.
going to see like
Sean and Catherine.
He sees Sean and Catherine, who I actually do love. And Catherine's a big fan of Betches, so she's the coolest.
Hey, Catherine,
obviously.
If
hey,
you're
Catherine.
Listening.
And their baby is really cute.
Yeah.
Doesn't really look like her, though. Anyway.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and then they basically, like, I think he's, like, the only one who knows him because he's from so long ago. I think that what happened, if I remember this correctly, is during Emily season, Sean came in third and
yeah.
Ari came in second, and they chose Sean over Ari, which is why he was, like, the next bachelor
right.
after Emily.
Right. So then they went back to him, like, 5 years later.
Right. Which is so, such, like, a random choice. I really don't get it. And, like, there's obviously been a lot of shit that's been said about him that he, like, basically has sex with all these sorority girls. And I didn't,
right.
I actually, when I watched the Emily season, I was hoping she would pick him. She would pick Ari.
Me too.
I, like, preferred him to Jeff.
Me too.
But now I'm, like, kind of creeped out by him.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't
I don't know
hate
if I'm
him.
Being influenced by the media, though.
Probably. I mean, you are the media. I mean, I actually don't dislike him that much, but like, I think it is like a little, he's a little old for The Bachelor. Like, it just feels like he's settling to be on The Bachelor. And that's something I've noticed actually with like a lot
settling
of.
Settling with who?
Settling like, you saw, okay, you know when he was talking about like how his brother's married?
Yeah.
And like, when he was talking to his brother about that, he's like, yeah, I feel like it's, you know, just like time for me to move on. Like, I gotta like get a bigger house. It's like he didn't seem like he actually wants to like be married or stop hooking up with sorority girls, but that he feels like shit.
Like
I'm 36,
should.
I'm going very gray, and this is just what it's time to do.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of guys are like that. They
yeah.
don't go on The Bachelor because they're not like freaks.
Yeah.
But like, I think a lot of guys who are like these player guys who just like sleep with a lot of women eventually get to an age when they're like, you know what? I don't really have any friends to go out with.
Right.
And it's not that they necessarily even like want to settle down. It's like there's no one like to really go out with anymore.
Right.
And I'm like the last
right.
guy at the bar.
Right.
I think that's really the big, like, obviously men are like probably historically less likely to want to commit than women.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for men in particular, it's like it comes later, and it comes when there's just like
no
everyone else is having kids. Everyone else is getting married. And
right.
like they just don't want to be like last.
Right. That's why I feel that I feel that he's going to pick someone like younger than him, who's going to like keep him fun for a little bit longer.
And keep him in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Right.
Help him stay in the spotlight because they like know social media well and they know how to capitalize on it.
Right.
And they're like looking to be a wife.
I also think he's kind of like the worst kind of guy because he's like one of those like he's like a talker who will tell you like what he thinks you want to hear.
Oh yeah.
I read. Did you read on Betches.com our interview with his like ex girlfriend, the girl he like broke up with, like to be on The Bachelor? When they chose him.
I did read it, but like I don't remember what.
Basically, like the highlight of that is that like he like was dating this girl. She's like a much younger girl who they met because she DM'd him on Instagram.
Wow.
And he was like telling her all these things about how they were going to be together, and then basically just like stopped talking to her like when he got on The Bachelor. But she was like, I mean, obviously this is one sided. She was under the impression that he was like they were like dating, and I guess he wasn't necessarily in that. But I feel like he's like the worst kind. And we talk about this on our other dating podcast, You Up,
with Jared Freed.
With Jared
AKA
Freed.
J Train.
You should, I should check that out too. Which is basically like the guy who like thinks he's a good guy because he says all the right things. So he's like, oh, I'm not an asshole. Like, I don't ignore girls. But he's actually like is the worst kind of guy, because the worst kind of guy is the guy who like pretends that he wants a relationship with you or like says what you want to hear, which leaves you really confused.
Yeah. So you're like the worst kind of high maintenance. You think you're low maintenance, but you're actually high maintenance.
Exactly. The worst kind of dick is a guy who thinks he's like a great guy, but is actually a dick.
Right. I agree. Also, like you drive race cars for a living. Like, I'm sorry, but anyone who like chases that much adrenaline professionally has like some other things going on. I'm not saying like you're a bad person, but I'm just
probably
saying
has some sort of like a higher sexual drive and like is unable to be satiated quite as easily in a relationship. Can't really deal with monotony.
Right. Which
although
is
now
not,
he's a real estate agent.
That's like on the side. Like, I feel like racing cars is this real thing. But yeah, it makes you like I imagine someone who's always seeking a thrill is not going to like be the most committed, which is why he's now only settling down now that his like younger brother is. And like he just doesn't really have any other options. I just don't know why they picked him.
Well, yeah. What do you think about that deal where Jeff was like Jeff with one F from Emily season, who actually won, called him like disgusting on Twitter?
When did that happen?
That happened like right when he was announced. He was like, Ari's disgusting.
Maybe.
Apparently he did some like shady shit with some sorority girls. And he's how old is he?
36.
36. Okay.
Yeah. So like by the time this is over, he could be like 37. And by the time he breaks up with the winner, he's going to be 38.
Like, perpetual bachelor.
Yeah. But right. I don't know. I think he's probably. Yeah. I mean, if he's looking to like hook up with sorority girls and he's 36 years old, like you. Like, what? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think my general stance on him, and again, I could be affected by like reading a lot of shit about him, is that I used to kind of like him 5 years ago when he was 31.
Same.
And I wish that he was picked. And now I'm kind of like, you're coming off kind of creepy. It feels like you're picking very superficially. I thought let's get into our top five moments, okay, and we can reference why all the things that add to this view about him.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. We picked out separately, obviously, and didn't discuss our favorite top five moments from the episode. So we're going to discuss what our favorite moments were.
Yeah.
Favorite meaning like stuck out to us. We're exciting, whatever.
For sure.
We just have stuff to say about it. Okay. You go first.
Okay. So I think the Chelsea getting the first impression rose was kind of an indicative to me that he's like doesn't really care about like depth of conversation or like anything. She literally just like she was the one who made out with him.
Yeah,
she was the most aggressive. My favorite part about Chelsea is she's like, I'm not competitive by nature. It's like you were the first person on him and you went back to get him again and you made out with him. Like that was like the least self-aware thing I've ever heard.
I believe the quote was, I'm not competitive by nature, but when I know what I want, I go after it.
That's it's exactly like, okay, what competitive by nature
definition
means.
Competitive.
Everyone on the show is so stupid. Can't even deal with it.
So dumb. They're so dumb. Like, what about when Ari asked Crystal, it was at the end and they had like no time, and he was like, Crystal, the fitness instructor who has the soothing voice.
I thought her voice was annoying, not soothing.
Same, but whatever. So he says to her, like, you know, like we don't have a lot of time, like I want to get to know you, and she goes, I'm a Libra.
Yeah, that's like the dumbest. I think the sooner you talk about your astrological sign in any conversation, like the sooner you bring it up, the dumber you are.
Yeah.
Like if I've known you like 5 years and then I suddenly hear you talk about like jokingly reading your horoscope, that's fine. If I meet you and like within the first 30 minutes you ask me what my sign is, like I know you're just like dumb as shit.
Right. Because also
no
you're
offense
assuming
to people who are into your horoscopes.
Because you're also assuming that the other person knows what it means when you self-proclaim yourself like a Scorpio. So you're stupid enough to actually think that everyone else cares about your sign.
And the thing about saying your sign is that like you're basically like it's like almost like you lack all creativity in even describing yourself. You're using like a set of preset characteristics right. to describe yourself.
Right.
And it's like a bundle. Like you bought a bundle. You're like subscribing to a bundle that is
a personality
right, traits. Of personality traits, and that is how you were describing yourself.
Right, and it's
and what is he supposed to be like? Oh, a Libra. Oh, fuck! I can't believe I didn't spend more time talking to you. We have so much in common. Our signs are so aligned.
Right, and also what you're saying is like I believe that everyone born in the month of October has right. the same personality
traits. Yeah, like I have the same, and also the same like future.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing about horoscopes.
If you were
like,
born in October, you're all going to get rich this month.
Right. And you're all like your relationship problems are all going to be solved.
Jordana,
and you're going to get wealthy.
I remember in like May, we were talking about how this was going to be your like summer of money. Did you get richer this summer?
I stayed pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, your horoscope was a lie then.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure things stayed the same.
Yeah.
And it gave me like almost the opposite. It gave me like, it said like nothing was going to happen relationship wise. And I was just going to get like loaded, which would have been nice.
But the opposite,
like, opposite happened. Yeah. And anyway, astrology is bullshit. Although I have to say I do read occasionally for fun. But you have to preface every time you say something about like your horoscope or astrology with how stupid it is. Or else like you yourself
yeah,
are dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that was stupid. That girl also.
Chelsea.
Not Chelsea.
Crystal?
Yeah. Crystal, when she was like feeding the homeless on her thing. She's like talking about her homeless brother and then like feeding the homeless. Like, are those homeless people just like agreeing to be like viewed by the batch? Like, thanks,
Chelsea.
Well,
no, their faces were blurred.
Were they?
They
looked away for a second.
Yeah. Well, you missed the peak.
They didn't agree?
Yeah. Crystal was. No,
can
I don't
imagine,
know.
Imagine like seeing a homeless. Like, oh, I saw you on The Bachelor last night. Like, see like a homeless person.
I bet you they didn't even like think to give them like waivers or something. Like, oh, they're homeless. But whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Chelsea's a mom, right?
No. Is
right?
She?
I thought she was saying like he was like single mothers and I'm a single mom.
Oh, yeah, she right.
They didn't show her kid though.
She didn't act very mom like whatsoever.
Right.
She acted like a thirsty 24-year-old.
She seemed to me and she looked a lot to me like a poor man's Olivia. Like she's setting herself up to be the villain. Olivia also got the first impression rose.
Right.
She was like kind of rude about it. And like also
bragging.
Like when they were taught before, when they were just like talking about the first impression rules, like its existence, she was like kind of knew she was going to get it and was like, I just feel like he's like coming up with his own connection with like everyone else. And I thought the fact that he gave it to her over like someone who had a slightly deeper conversation with like Becca just meant that he like was really just trying to get fucked.
Well, I think I
didn't
you
look like Olivia?
I also thought the TV news person reminded me of Olivia a little bit too. But I think that like Ari,
is that
I
the
think
old
that
girl
whole, that yeah
that they made a big. Did you watch the previews for next season for next episode or the season?
No, I skipped.
It's basically
that part.
Like, is he gonna tell her his him her age? It's like she's 4 years younger than him,
right?
But
so embarrassing. Wait, but the thing with I felt that the whole first impression thing was like producer driven. I'm sure that like that they made it like a time crunch for everyone else, and they encouraged her to go speak to him again so that everyone will get pissed off. He'll give her the rose because she actually did make the strongest first impression, and then she'll be the villain for 5 weeks until she gets, you know, sent home. And then because he wants someone. I think he doesn't want a single mom. Like he definitely doesn't want a single mom. Like he was only competing for Emily because she was the bachelorette.
And Emily was, like, great.
Yeah. But either way, I don't think he would date a single mom in real life. But I think they were just setting it up so that she can be, like, the first phase of the villain. And then someone else can be a villain after her.
Right. I mean, either way for her, it's a good move. Because the first impression rose person is always, like, makes it pretty far and has a lot of screen time. So, like, regardless of, like, winning The Bachelor, like, being, like, Ari actually liking you, like, getting the first impression rose really just means, like, your Instagram followers will go up and you'll get, like, a lot more screen time. People will be talking about you and writing about you.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's, like, the early girl. Okay.
Right. Like, think about it. Like, okay, like, Rachel Lindsay got the first impression rose.
Yeah, but that was, like, I think that was, like,
I think Brian got the first impression rose.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Olivia, I remember, got the first impression.
Olivia definitely.
Courtney Robertson got the first impression rose.
First impression rose, I feel like, means you're, like, top four.
I don't think it means you're top four. I think not because Olivia wasn't top four. I think it just means that you're. Did like Kayla get the first impression rose? No.
Who?
Kayla Quinn. I just think it means that you're like going to be a player in the season. I don't think it necessarily means that you're going
to
be big
make it
with
to
the
person. End.
Yeah.
You play your cards right.
Do you want to do what's our second moment?
Okay. Whatever. The second moment was when Becca with the short hair, Jennifer Goodwin, I'm calling her.
I have a lot of thoughts on her.
I'm just going to refer to her as Jennifer Goodwin. Aileen seems to think that her teeth are not white enough to pull off that haircut.
That is like the most specific insult I've ever heard.
Okay. I think she's like, I like hated her look at first, but like, and I saw her and I feel like she's like kind of like, there's something kind of cute about her.
I have the same exact
also process. It's more like when she spoke, she was the only one that just didn't seem like she like was like the an dumbest idiot. Person alive.
Right.
So but okay. So they had that conversation on the Corvette, I guess, yeah. or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, what excites you?
Yeah.
Like what excites you about life?
Yeah.
And he's like,
he said excitement.
He said being excited.
He said excitement.
Yeah. So yeah. she, and she called him out. She's like, you're excited excites you.
Yeah.
And then he gave like other answers, which were equally dumb and generic. Yeah. Like it was basically like, Ari's just like generic bachelor, like
yeah.
slightly generic interesting Ari. Job, like pretty good looking. Like,
yeah,
I don't
but
know.
Not. Yeah.
Somewhat cordial. Whatever. Yeah. He had like no interesting personality. But anyway, he was like, excites me is like eating good food and meeting new people and like traveling to places.
That's it's like the most generic Hinge profile ever.
Exactly. It's as I was literally about to say, like yeah. If you had like basic profile, it was like, yes, everyone likes meeting like,
yeah, everyone likes good food. It has yeah. the word good in front of food, right. meaning it's likable.
I thought her answer original. Was really good though.
Her. Yeah. Okay. So Becca, at first I thought like even when I read the article doing the predictions, I don't know if you guys have read it, but we have a really funny article written by Jared, the co-host of You Up, analyzing mm-hmm. all the contestants before the show. And it's still really funny, even though you've now seen them. So when I saw her on that article, I was like, she's going to be the most annoying thing. She looks like a pixie.
Right.
She rock climbs like and brags
about
it. She has
like a Jennifer Goodwin vibe.
Yeah. She has a Jennifer Goodwin
and
vibe.
He's not, just not that into you.
Yeah. And I also looked at her Instagram and it was very like, I'm like an LA, you know, free spirit. And I was just like, I'm going to hate this girl.
Right.
She's just like trying so hard. But then when I saw her last night, I was like, oh, she's actually like lives up to it. She seems pretty chill. She actually seems like she calls it like it is. And she has some good commentary. And like, she's really pretty. Like, even though she does have that like pixie
look. She's better
look,
like on video than in pictures.
Right. I actually think she's really pretty. And she called him out on his stupid excitement answer, which most right. girls would not have done.
And I actually liked her answer.
Me too.
She's like, she was like, something that excites me about life is like those moments when you like someone in the beginning stages
yeah.
and you're like not sure if they right. like you or something like that, which was like an accurate, exciting feeling.
But it's also like indicative of like commitment problems.
That yeah. I think you can get like butterflies without having commitment issues.
She wasn't saying butterflies. Right. She was saying when you're not sure.
When you're highly anxious about whether someone will text you back or not.
Right.
That is what is exciting about life.
Right.
Maybe I have commitment issues as well.
I also like that feeling, but like that's not like a good thing to like when you're not.
I think everyone kind of, it's like it's basically being in the unknown.
It's like a little pain.
Is like exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like exquisite pain.
I think she's going to make it to like the top two or three, or def four, or maybe not def, but whatever. I think she's going to go far. And I think she'll be successful on Instagram after.
Successful on it, which is really the reason why anyone is here, right?
Yeah, but I think she won't be like an annoying, like, she'll hawk fit tea. But like, she, I think, will maybe have a little bit more of a character to her.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like she had like a clearer sense of self than most
she
of the other girls.
She's more normal than everyone else,
yeah.
which says a lot for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Not so much in real
right.
life.
Well, when your name is spelled B-E-K-A-H...
Yeah,
you definitely have to develop a sense of individuality.
Did we realize that there were four Laurens this season?
Yeah, that was moment number three.
Yes.
I thought that was funny how they did that.
How they were talking about all the Laurens.
How they had them come.
There's always like six Laurens. It's like absurd.
Right.
Do you think that if they have like two Laurens with the same last initial of their first initial of their last name, that they like only can pick one?
I would not be surprised if that is how they like narrow down between two Laurens of a name like that.
Like, we already have a Lauren Davis. We can't have a Lauren like Douglas.
Yeah. Okay. If we were the producers, we would have that conversation and we would say, which one of these Lauren D's is better?
Right. Because you can't have two Lauren D's.
Yeah. You have to have like a Lauren and then the second letter. Like Lauren Doe and Lauren Day.
How can you be falling madly in love by falling off this cliff with two Lauren D's?
Imagine they went on a two-on-one, the two Lauren D's.
Yeah.
And Ari.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that was funny. I thought that was, like, good because you saw that they were kind of, like, making fun of themselves for always having, like, these generic names and last names. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
There
was
like,
good.
Already a social media influencer. Do you remember? That was my moment number four.
Oh. Yeah, but he wasn't sure. He's like, does she do social media?
Basically, what he was saying is, like, Yeah, whatever the fuck her name was. Whatever. I don't, probably.
Lauren J.
Lauren J, probably. She like is a really big, she is like a social media influencer, but she also like owns a pedicure shop and she's like kind of all over the place. But you know what? She's like super hot. So I don't really care.
Yeah, that's
it's like essentially what he was thinking or sort of saying in like a more PC way.
I feel like he says that about says and probably thinks that about like almost all the girls.
Yeah.
One thing Aileen pointed out was that all the ones that she thought were like the least attractive were all the ones who went home.
Oh, yeah, I agreed with that. Yeah. And yeah, I was watching that last night. I thought that, too. It's like the least hot girls went home. That girl made a pretty accurate but embarrassing confession. Yeah. Also, when it's like bright outside because this thing has been lasting night. They've like basically torture you all night. Have you like vying for the attention of this man. Then when they cut you, they like get you at your weakest moment where you're just like, oh, my God, I like actually applied to be on The Bachelor and like went on national TV and like.
Now
totally embarrassed myself and like I am the first person out and now I have to say I went on the show and I'm like 27 years old and like what am I what it's like they catch you at your like existential crisis like who am I what the fuck did I just do and like I'm now like extremely embarrassed and it's all coming together with me to me like right now and I've been up for like 36 hours
and drinking
like, someone please help me it's light outside
and they're filming you.
Right.
And but you know who I thought handled it well? Amber.
Which one was that?
She was the one. She was the one, not the one with the dad.
Okay.
She was the one who like she got out there and like instead of like falling apart and being like I'm 29 and single, like what's going to happen to me? She was like I felt she was very like realistic and had a lot of perspective on the whole thing. She's like it's really hard. Like I put myself out there and it just like didn't work out. Like and it was
is hard.
I was hoping this would work and he would like me, but it just like, you know, it's really disappointing and like now I'm here and I can't believe I got let go and like my family was so excited and now they're not. They're not going to be able to be excited and it just sucks. I felt that she was very
she was like my mom was so excited. That was really that was the same girl I was talking about.
No. I thought that she was
like I think she was like really embarrassing herself.
I thought she was not embarrassing. The embarrassing ones are the ones who are like, I thought I was gonna find love and then I like didn't find
she
kind of
said that too though.
No, I thought I felt she was like not saying
she was like my mom. I mean I thought she was embarrassed. It was true, but it was still embarrassing where she was like my mom, like I told everyone I'm gonna be on the show, they're gonna watch me get eliminated and like
right,
worse
but that's
than
real
worse
she,
than,
that's the
right.
real thing
but worse than watching her get eliminated is them watching her make this speech about how she's so embarrassed that she's eliminated.
But I no,
she was
I
crying hysterically too.
She was crying, but I thought she was very like I thought she wasn't embarrassing. Like I thought she said the things that like you'd really think not like a sane person would think.
No, like
not
they were,
like
I'm saying
not,
that's
like,
why it's embarrassing because it was like accurate.
No, but I thought it was like accurate and real as opposed to like the girls who were like, I thought I was going to marry this man. Like I saw him on the other season and he was so amazing.
Okay, yeah. It was.
It wasn't delusional.
It wasn't delusional. That was fair.
Yeah.
It was like very accurate, but like still like naming like a very embarrassing thing.
I thought she was just being like very real about it.
I think the best way to get off if you're
not say
is to just not say anything and be like,
they don't let you
well,
do that.
Yeah, I know they like torture you until you like
anything.
Embarrass the shit out of yourself.
Yeah.
But like
or they'll show you like storming off and being like, I don't want to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? What was the number one moment?
My number one moment?
Yeah.
I like the girl who was with the taxidermy.
Yeah.
Where she was saying she was singing the song about
Kendall?
Taxidermy. They had do you remember? I forgot whose season it was. Maybe it was Sean's. No, I think it was earlier than that. One of the girls, like, also, like, her family did taxidermy, and she, like, brought the guy down. I think it was, like, Chantal back in the day.
Oh, I remember her.
Who was the Bachelor? I don't even remember. That's what happens. You just get lost
Ben
in Bachelor Flanning. History.
Sean? It might have been Sean.
Maybe it was Sean. I don't remember.
Chris? I don't know. Not Chris Burns.
Anyway, she also did the taxidermy. Apparently, taxidermy is, like, a fun TV moment. Yeah, she was singing the song about loving, like, the dead animals.
She was singing to the seal, which was a taxidermy seal, like, outside on a rock. It's
taxidermy
like you took it off your wall
creepy.
And brought it. Right. It's like, imagine if there was, like, taxidermy for humans.
How
like,
much
it's
was,
so gross.
How much would someone have to pay you to be, like, taxidermy girl on The Bachelor? Because, like, you know that's not her real fucking hobby.
No. I mean, she has a lot of stuffed animal things.
I'm sure, like, she did it once, and she's, like, kind of said she thought it would make her more interesting and get her on the show if she was like, I'm obsessed with taxidermy.
But she had like a room full of like mooses.
Is it Moose?
I don't know.
Moose-eye?
Moose?
Moose? Moose? Who knows?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she was a freak.
Yeah, she was probably the weirdest one.
But you never win if you're a taxidermy girl.
No. She was weird in other ways other than the taxidermy. It wasn't like, oh, she does taxidermy and everything else is peachy. Like, she was weird. She, like, admitted to being, she's like, someone's, like, got to be weird for this soul.
You know what my actual favorite moment was? When they showed Raven's friend being, like, because you know why that's my favorite moment? Because it just shows the show is bullshit. It's not the same as it was before. Now everyone, there's like a reality TV network of I think girls who've just like tried to get on as many reality shows as they can. And they try out for everything. And there are these like Instagram reality whores. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the language, whatever.
Instagram reality.
They're these Instagram reality whores where just like they really just like want to get famous in any cause. They're using Instagram. They're leveraging Instagram together. They're leveraging people they know. They know someone who knows someone who's on The Bachelor. They're gonna make sure they get on. They're like girls who will do anything to not get an office job. And like that is what The Bachelor is now.
But you know what that tells me about The Bachelor, the way they work internally, is that like they probably say to the old contestants, do you know anyone who you can reach out to? Because they said that Raven reached out to her and said, like, you'd be good for this.
Yeah.
So they obviously she probably say, also like, wants do you know anyone? Time. Yeah, right, because more followers. But that so you're saying that about the contestants. I've also, like, noticed that about, like, the guys. It used to be that, like,
The Bachelor guy, like, was, like, Boom and the other guy, like, knew each other from some other reality show.
No, but I mean the ones who are The Bachelor.
Okay.
Like, it used to be that The Bachelor was, like, a truly eligible, like,
when
Bachelor.
We had this discussion. He
and
was, like,
now...
Right. He had, like, a real legit job and was, like, a real catch.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, this washed-up race car driver.
Yeah, like, trying to make it onto the D-list. Like,
right.
Too old for even this. Like, more likely to find success in dating if he actually was serious about dating in real life.
Yeah.
Than doing this. Like, so, yeah, I think the show has sort of been ruined by social media, but also, as much as, like, social media has made the show, it also ruined it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's upsetting because, like, back in the day, there were, like, legitimate people on it, and it was kind of like, oh, like, this is sort of a social experiment. The person could be relatively normal if they tried it.
Yeah, you have like a few things.
Yeah, and the Raven thing really just like shows you that it's just like it's like an internal incestuous like weird thing. Remember on Nick's season when he had like slept with the girl at the other bachelor wedding?
Yeah,
at Tanner and Jade's wedding.
Samantha,
I forgot what her name was. She like was like creepy and weird, but yeah, it's very like it's just changed the nature of the game, and it's like. Kind of great, but kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
Let's play some games.
Great.
Okay.
You first.
Would you get married on live TV if ABC paid for it all?
This
is more of a question than a game.
No.
No chance?
No.
What if it was like any wedding? You could do anything. It could be like $1 million.
No, because it's ruined by the fact that ABC is paying for it. It's like, you know how much we hate singing for our supper.
Right.
Imagine if your wedding was that.
Yeah, that's true. It's like it's like you're selling your soul to the devil.
I also just don't care that much about having like this crazy wedding that I would sacrifice ABC filming it and like.
Yeah. Weddings are bullshit. They're expensive for no reason.
Such a waste of money.
What a scam.
Yeah. Such a scam. The bride magazine's like, oh, you have to have these flowers or else. Yeah. Okay. Let's play Shoe Fuck Marry.
Okay.
Okay. The people I'm giving you are Ari, Nick Vial, and DeMario.
Okay. I don't want to do anything with any of these people.
Well, that's not how the game works.
I guess
I would shoot Nick Vial. I'll start there.
Why?
Because I like him the least. I think he's like the slimiest. I think
they're all slimy in their own way.
I know they're all very slimy, but Nick Vial has been on 3 times.
That's true.
That's like,
yeah, it's like dating someone who's been to rehab 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
It's like one time you're kind of like, oh, you had a bad summer.
Yeah.
Or something,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
4 times. It's like you like need to like look at your
and
life.
Also, it didn't even work this time. What's he doing now?
I don't know.
Who's he with?
I think he's trying to be an actor. He was in some Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas Cruise.
Yeah. He's just like sad man.
Yeah. So okay, Nick, fine. Shoot Nick. Okay.
I guess I'd marry Ari.
Same.
Because he's currently the most relevant.
And he's also, I'm most attracted to him.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, and DeMario, I guess I would have sex with DeMario.
Yeah. I could almost like, yeah, I guess DeMario. He seems
Nick
like
Nick Vial just like really grosses me out. Like I could not like touch him.
There's just something so like lame and sad about him. It's like, get a fucking real job at this point. Come on.
That might be hard for him. Whatever. To Mario.
Yeah, I think I could agree Mary with that.
Mari Ari. Mary Ari.
I could agree. All right. I guess we'll see how this wedding pans
hashtag.
Out.
Hashtag Mary Ari.
Mary Ari. You're not even in it then. It could be mine. Wedding hashtag with him. I'm taking whatever. It.
Okay.
All right. It's been a very interesting week. I think this season will be like not that amazing, but fine.
We'll see. You don't know. You don't know what crazies are about.
Seems
to come
like
out.
Someone's boyfriend comes back that Ari really likes or some shit that the producers probably paid to do that. Anyway, I guess we'll see. Tune in email next us. Week to our Bachelor email. If you have a game that you want to play or any insider info that you want us to share, we can keep it anonymous or we can say your name, whatever you want. Email us at Bachelor. That's BETCHELOR at Betches.com. Bachelor@Betches.com. And we look forward to hearing from you and can't wait for next week.
Yay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.